In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This last Sunday of those preceding the beginning of our Lenten journey provide us yet with another opportunity to come to a deeper understanding of what the Church gives us in these days leading up to and throughout our Lenten journey. Our Gospel from St. Luke recalls the story of the man born blind, who, upon hearing of the work and the reality of Christ present in his midst, calls out that indeed the Son of Man could heal him. He is blind, and physically, but spiritually understands who Christ is. The Lord himself is already very clear, not only who he is, but what it is that he has come to accomplish. That indeed all of them, the disciples and our Lord, are going up to Jerusalem, and it is there that the Son of Man will accomplish all things, by being mocked and scourged and spat upon, by being put to death, and only then on the third day will he rise again to new life. Sadly, the disciples do not understand all of this. But the man born blind, while not necessarily knowing what the Lord had told his chosen disciples, understands the power of Christ. The Lord even questions him, "What is it you want?" And the man says, "I would like to see." But he precedes that by asking that the Lord bestow mercy upon him. He doesn't specifically the very first thing he asks to see. Instead, he wants mercy from God. He understands that indeed the Lord, in healing him, will not only care for his needs physically, but more importantly, will indeed provide that mercy, bestow mercy, and the mercy of God makes itself manifest in the life of the man born blind by providing him with sight. The Lord does indeed grant him his request. "What is it you ask?" "I ask that I might be see, that I might see." And the Lord tells him that it is your faith that has saved you. Of course, it is his faith in God, his faith in the power of God, to root out all those things in his life and to provide him an opportunity to truly see and understand. The man himself then goes on to glorify God, to give God praise for all that he has accomplished. As we prepare ourselves for our Lenten journey, our disposition must be that of this man who is blind. We must recognize the manner in which sin has caused us to be deceived by the working power of God in our lives, how the evil that oftentimes roots up in our lives or the temptations that are set before us keep us from truly being able to see God's providence unfold in our very midst. It's precisely in those moments of temptation where, instead of calling out to God to have mercy upon us, we throw our cares and our concerns unto the world, hoping that through our own native talents, our own gifts, our own powers, we might somehow have the ability to fix and change and transform ourselves and our world. But as the man with blindness clearly illustrates, it is not for us, but for God alone to transform his world. His providence guides. His providence makes itself manifest in what it is that he accomplishes on the cross through the glory of his Son. Our faith, then, is in the Lord and his power to heal us. Our faith also is in the Lord who will give us the courage that we need to follow after him. We, too, go up to Jerusalem with the Lord. And as we prepare for our Lenten journey and we take on more prayer, more fasting and almsgiving as outward acts of interior desire, we understand that what we are truly seeking is the strength we need to carry well the crosses that the Lord bestows upon us. As we carry those crosses, we will join with the Son of Man because he has so willed and desired it for us. We will join with the Son of Man, who will suffer and die, and in his suffering and dying, will rise again and conquer sin and death once and for all. If we wish to enjoy in the fruits of everlasting life and the glories of the mystery of the Lord's cross, then like him, we must carry our crosses daily. He himself spells this out for us as the plan and the movement of what it means to be a Christian man or a Christian woman. You must indeed deny your very self, carry your cross daily, and follow after the Lord. This is not an easy task. It's made more difficult by the world in which we find ourselves, which tells us that instead of giving God glory and praise, We should turn that unto ourselves and the works of men. This is an age where the temptations of the devil have removed themselves the masks that they wear. The death and destruction that Satan brings is right in front of us. And indeed, we are tempted, instead of to call out to the Lord, to trust in the Lord. We are tempted to reject our crosses and to shun the sufferings that are part of our life of faith, and instead rely upon the natural world to give us the strength we need to cure our ills, to guide our existences, to enrich our lives, to strengthen our spiritual hope and sustenance. But the world simply cannot, nor will it ever be able to provide that which only God can give to us. And God gives us his strength through suffering, through sacrifice, through humility. Things that the world has shunned, things that the world rejects, are the very realities that God bestows upon us as the means by which salvation is given to us. As we prepare for Lent and what Lent asks of us, the beauty of the Lenten season is that the church provides us these 40 days and 40 nights of a more intense praying and fasting and almsgiving. Not to say that this is the only time when we would do these things. Quite the opposite is true. We must always be in a constant posture of prayer, a constant posture of charity, a constant posture of mortifying our flesh. But we do so more deliberately, more intentionally during the Lenten season, because we know we want to better be able to enter into the Paschal mystery, to be at the foot of the cross, to stand at the door of the tomb as we wait for it to be rolled away and to greet our risen Lord. But those who are going to be able to be at the foot of the cross, those who are going to be able to lift their voices in praise and thanksgiving at what our Lord himself has accomplished, are only those who have suffered with him, those who have journeyed with him. We must be those men and women who first are willing to listen to what our Lord says and to understand that we must journey with him wherever it is that the Lord will lead us, to have confidence in him, most especially in those moments where there will be suffering and sacrifice and difficulty, in those moments where we will be rejected by the world, in those moments where we will be put to death in the spirit, and maybe given because of the age in which we find ourselves, we might likewise be put to death in the flesh. But there's no fear or anxiety or trepidation or doubt, because of the power of God in Christ our Savior. And then we go to our Lord, and we ask him in great confidence for those things that we may need, whether it is indeed the removal of blindness created by our sin. It is a lack of courage and resolve that oftentimes wells up inside of us because we are more concerned about the things of the world than we are about the things of God. We cry out to the Lord to have mercy on us because this time of Lent allows us a chance to root out our sinfulness, to see not only the inclinations, but the sins themselves, and to ask our Lord through the sacrament of penance and reconciliation to draw us back unto himself, to refashion and create that intimacy that we destroy because we're more concerned about ourselves than we are concerned about God. My brothers and sisters, nothing is impossible for God. We must have confidence in these words, and then we must live as men and women in this confidence, keeping always ever uppermost in our minds, in the very front of our eyes, truly seeing not with the eyes of the flesh, but with a soul that sees deeply into who we are and to whose we are, that it is because of God in Christ that we are able to be men and women of a great confidence. Let us rejoice. Let us commit ourselves to carrying our crosses. Let us likewise commit ourselves to a full-voiced calling out to the Lord to bestow his mercy upon us. Let us go to our Lord with confidence and ask him for what it is that we need, trusting that he will give us all good gifts. And when we receive them, let us lift our voices in praise and thanksgiving, glorifying God for the manifold graces that he bestows upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.